The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield. The Morning Answer is on.
Yes, we are. And it is Practice Friday here on The Morning Answer Thursday edition. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And yesterday in the House of Representatives, Congress held a moment of silence to honor those two Riverside deputies who lost their lives over the last, couple of weeks. You had Calhoun and Cordero. Honored Congressman Raul Ruiz with this.
He had served in his dream job for just 3 months before his death at just 32 years old. Our community will remember Deputy Cordero as a selfless public servant who gave his life for our safety. That's the thing about Deputy Calhoun. If there's one word to describe him, it's devoted. Devoted to our community, devoted to his church, and above all, devoted to his family.
That was Representative Ruiz paying tribute to those fallen Riverside sheriff's deputies who lost their life in service to our community. Meanwhile, Grant, Kamala Harris, our vice president, she was in town and she was in Monterey Park and she was paying victim to the she was paying tribute to the victims in the shooting over the weekend. But, of course, the conversation turns quickly to gun control. That's always the push from the left. Take a listen. Vice President Harris in Monterey Park yesterday.
We will always, as a compassionate nation, mourn for the loss and pray for those who survive. But we must also, leaders in the nation who have the ability and the power and the responsibility to do something, that they act. California has been courageous as a leader on the issue of smart gun safety laws, but we also need Congress to act, because truly if we are to have a uniform approach that is a statement of where we as a nation, I think, where we are on these issues, so that we can get at least one step closer to what is right and what is reasonable, understanding that to do so,
you know, she says a lot about nothing.
Is to fully support the Second Amendment.
You know, I mean,
well, you have to hear what she's saying, because this is, I think, really important. She says we have to fully support the Second Amendment, but then in the same breath, and this is kind of the meat.
She says we have to
do what is right and what is reasonable, and this is what Gavin Newsom did just a couple of days ago when he came out and said the Second Amendment is a suicide pact. Well, guess what? Then he backs up and goes, but I support people with the Second Amendment. Well, then why are they coming out and saying that they want to get rid of the Second Amendment? They don't understand fully what it means. It's like the ultimate in flipping and flopping. And I guess this is the way they're trying to sell us gun control.
She uses code words right off the bat. You notice what she first said? Smart gun safety laws. There's nothing smart about their laws. There's nothing about safety about their laws. It's about gun control. It's about gun confiscation. And she uses the term smart gun safety laws. Now, that's designed to dupe people into thinking, oh, this isn't so bad. This is about gun safety.
Right.
This is about keeping everybody safe and just making sure that, you know, the guns aren't going to fall in the hands of the wrong person. When they say gun safety, run for the hills, because what they're saying is we want confiscation.
It's kind of stunning. I've been thinking about this a lot in the last 24 hours because I've been listening to a lot of rambling from Kamala Harris and from Gavin Newsom and from all of these other electeds who look at any of these tragedies as a way to divide us, to put more fuel on the fire in our division over these key issues. And instead of talking about what she has the power to do or what Gavin Newsom has the power to do, they're constantly looking to someone else. One of her quotes, she says, tragically, we keep saying the same things. Congress must act. Should they? Yes. Can they? Yes. Okay. So you're going to kick the can over to Congress because you want more gun control across the board. But what could we be doing today that Gavin Newsom and Kamala Harris have full, totally in their purview. And that is cracking down on an environment that lifts up criminals and does not protect people, taxpayers, victims of these crimes.
I would also add this. Can you give me one new gun law that California doesn't have that's going to change everything?
Because what stopped this was the guy who was brave enough to go after some. He was unarmed. Imagine if you had armed security, if you actually empowered people to protect themselves with firearms. You may not have the 11 people dead today and the rest recovering in the hospital.
Do you remember the church shooting we were talking about? The Chinese guy goes in and shoots up the Taiwanese church.
Mm-hmm.
Only one is too many, but only one person died in that shooting. You know why? Because a hero guy stopped him. Another one
who was
rushed
armed.
The gunman and stopped him. And so imagine if we had more good guys with guns around. I mean, the quickest way to stop a deranged shooter is to neutralize him with a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the quickest way to do it. If you have more firearms around, you're going to stop them. You're never going to stop evil from calling. And it's never going to happen. Evil has been calling since the beginning of time. You can go back to caveman days. There were bad cavemen who would come in and do horrible things to the women and children. I'm telling you, it goes all the way back. You're never going to do away with it. Yet Kamala Harris comes out. What I just can't stand is her rambling. I can't listen to it. She has a lot about nothing. She starts off with smart gun safety laws, then rambles for, 30 seconds before she says something about the Second Amendment.
Yeah. It was also a little infuriating to listen to Gavin Newsom. He sat down and did an interview with Alex Michelson from Channel 11. And Alex Michelson put out one of the clips. And I know what he's trying to do. I know what Gavin Newsom's trying to do. He's trying to gain sympathy for these people who are having trouble affording things. But what he doesn't realize is that he could look in the mirror and fix some of the issues in California that are causing the people that he's talking to struggle. Listen to this.
Visiting that young man who's going to recover. And the first thing he said to me is, how many days I'm going to be in here? And I immediately asked the doctor to come in. And it wasn't for medical reasons. He was asking financial. He said, I can't afford to be here. I got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. I don't have the money. And then the next question he asks is, what can I do? Tomorrow I'm supposed to be at work.
I think Gavin Newsom's telling that story because somehow he wants people to say we should, push into a system of more health care for people, more government to help this guy.
What is he, what, government paying his disability now?
This got me cranked yesterday because I was listening to this and he is so clueless or out to lunch about the conditions that he set in California. Of course, this guy is worried about getting back to work because nobody can afford to live here. There is no middle class in California because of Gavin Newsom policies. There is a middle class, but it's shrinking, to be fair. You've got the very rich, you've got the very poor, and people are struggling to get by. He should be looking in the mirror, not looking at this as a way to bring in more government intervention and say, wow, what could I do today to make property taxes not so expensive? Housing not so expensive, the cost of everything not so expensive because of my ridiculous regulations that drive everything up in California. He's doing it to that poor guy who has to get out of the hospital because he was shot to go back to work.
Yeah. I mean, so that's, I guess he's trying to raise sympathy, and then I guess he's trying to raise that we're going to need to do something about paying disability for people too if you're out of work.
Yeah, look in the mirror,
everything's
Gavin.
Everything's about government bailing you out.
855-785-8255, 855-785-8255. They come out, they try to talk about these tragedies, but all they end up doing is just reminding us that they're the ones who created the circumstances we're all being forced to live under. 855-785-8255. Anyone else feeling like that? A little fired up today? All right. As we continue, we will talk about that and why it took 4 hours for police to say that they were looking for the shooter in Monterey Park. New little controversy struck up locally here at home. We've got the details for you as your Thursday Morning Answer continues.
Heard on radios, smartphones, and home speakers everywhere. This is the Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
Thanks for joining us on your Thursday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
In Washington, D.C., and now using California shootings as a, jumping off point to talk about stricter gun control. You've got Ro Khanna from just outside of Half Moon Bay saying we need to do something. We've got Judy Chu from right here in Monterey Park saying, oh, we need to act immediately because we need stricter laws. And then you've got Kevin McCarthy from Bakersfield saying clearly the stricter gun laws are not working because California has the strictest in the nation and we are still being plagued with these mass style shootings. 855-785-8255, always a number to call for you to reach us. We do know that Half Moon Bay suspect who is still alive, the guy in Monterey dead, but the guy in Half Moon Bay who they tried to, create a narrative that he was a disgruntled worker. He's a farm worker accused of killing seven people. He was in court. He was charged yesterday with seven counts of murder and one attempted murder. Chun-Li Zhao, 66, making his first court appearance, but his arraignment was postponed until mid-February. His two attorneys didn't respond to the court's call for what the charge will be. So they actually had to postpone, I guess, or how the response would be. There's some kind of clerical thing going on. Outside of the courthouse, one of the lawyers for the farm worker wouldn't share anything else about his motive, what was going on in his mind. So it is all quiet on their front. Authorities think that he was the lone shooter when he entered a mushroom farm where he worked in Half Moon Bay on Monday and shot and killed four people, seriously wounded a fifth. He then drove to a nearby farm where he had worked previously and killed three more people. There are some people reporting that this was also like a front for drugs, that they were growing marijuana at these facilities as well. Don't know if that's been confirmed yet, but certainly this seems... It seems odd that you'd have a disgruntled worker, the Chinese New Year, all within a couple of days of each other.
It really does. And so I just would offer up the mainstream media who will call us conspiracy theorists for trying to link these shootings together, including the church shooting back in May here in California, another older Chinese guy going in and shooting up a Taiwanese church based off of political implications between China and Taiwan. So they'll call us conspiracy theorists. But I would offer this up. If this was a white guy with a Make America Great Again hat on, and there were three white guys over 65 with Make America Great Again hats on, the media would not leave California. They would be here saying, what is happening? The violent right, they're targeting Asians. Say it was white guys targeting Asians.
Mm-hmm.
They're targeting Asians. They're going after, this is President Trump is behind this. It would be all they could talk about. They would most certainly link all three shootings.
Yeah, no, I believe that for sure.
So why would we not say, wait a second, is something connected here? I mean, it's just bizarre. I think every reasonable person can say it's bizarre, yet nobody wants to talk about it.
Because this isn't exactly your profile. When you think about, and this is just true, when you think about a mass shooting, you think about the guy who's like disassociated, right? The young 20-something-year-old guy walks in someplace and opens fire. Sadly, they all have the same dead eyes. This is a different situation. You have two older, which is unusual, men who are Asian. It's strange that it happens so close together. Coincidence? Maybe, of course, but you have to figure out all the angles. What's really going on behind the scenes?
Yeah. Maybe nothing, maybe something. So you would ask, if China is involved in this, what would China's motivation be? You could have political implications in China trying to stow dissent between Taiwanese and Chinese. That could be at it. Or you could have China wanting America to be pushing more gun control because it knows, as the Emperor of Japan said during World War II, we would never invade the United States because everybody has guns. That's mm-hmm. a direct quote from the Emperor of Japan. So would China have an interest in creating dissension among its enemies, which nothing causes more dissension among the United States than gun control.
Yeah. Oh, and that
abortion,
is true.
Maybe. Abortion and gun control.
Those are the hot emotional issues, yeah, to be sure. 855-785-8255. Greg in Sun Valley. 6 o'clock club member, Greg. Hi.
Hey, good morning. I agree with both of you guys on both topics 100%. First, with Grant, the real suicide pact would be us giving any ground on the Second Amendment and trusting our government. Mm-hmm. And with Jen, with the gentleman that was in the hospital and Gavin Newsom went to see him, ask him how he's going to pay his bills when they're going to add this new road tax. And they know that they're in trouble financially because now they're pushing this thing again where anybody that leaves the state of California will be taxed when they leave on their pensions and retirement funds.
An exit tax. Exactly right. An exit tax, the new wealth tax, whether you live in the state or not. If you have lived here, you're going to get taxed on it. that's a whole separate issue we could talk about for days, all the stuff going on in California. But these people sit around, Greg, like Gavin Newsom, going, well, I don't know how he could not afford this. We better do more. Yeah, you just fix it. Empower people to actually live their lives and have some financial freedom. But with the environmental regulations and everything else in the state, prices go skyrocketing.
People aren't saying the same thing in Florida and Texas.
That's true. Greg, thanks so much for the phone call. Be safe out there. 855-785-8255. It's going to spark another debate, Grant. And yep. We've got now a little fight in the House of Representatives. What do you think that this goes anywhere when they have these big debates? And they did yesterday in Congress. Congress is back in session. Do you think it goes anywhere, or is this just going to be kind of kicked down the road again? Do you think it goes away until the next one? Because that's how Kamala Harris is sort of saying this, right? It needs to be on Congress. Do you see California's legislature acting, or do you see Congress acting? Or, I mean, are these just words that they just say over and over again to try to rally their own base about the Second Amendment?
Well, I think if they were in full control, they would most certainly pass this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They would most certainly take advantage of being in charge of the White House, the Senate, the House, if they could get this stuff through.
And they've done that in California because they're in charge of everything.
Yeah, exactly. And they have the buy-in of the people in California because the people of California are such sheep. So they believe them when they tell you that this is about gun safety and not about gun control. So I think they would most certainly want to push these through. I think if Democrats had complete control, if they had the 60 votes in the Senate and the House and the White House, they would push through an overturning of the Second Amendment if they could. They would push for a constitutional amendment.
I think that's the quickest way. I mean, as you mentioned, it's an emotional issue, but don't you think that's the quickest way to bring us to a point where people just say enough is enough and we start fighting back? I didn't even want to say it, but yes, that people will start fighting back against the government because it's clear. Go ahead.
It's so funny, Jen, because for most of my career as a political commentator,
mm-hmm.
I would never bring up the mention of civil war.
I know. I
would never, ever bring it up. But now I'm at the point where I'm not at the point where I'm saying, hey, let's go take up arms. But I most certainly am at the point where I don't see it out of the realm of possibility down the line.
It's like I didn't even want to utter the words. You saw me kind of swallow it back in, and it's
For a long time we've been taught, don't say that. You're going to be looked at as promoting violence. The last thing I want is a civil war. Believe me, it's the last thing I want. But I'll tell you this: if it ends up us versus them, they don't have a chance, and they know that, which is why they want gun control. They don't stand a chance.
You want some good news today?
Yeah.
So, federal court has issued a temporary stay on what I think is California's most dangerous and craziest thing that they've done today. That's that new law that was going to punish doctors for giving out misinformation about COVID. Remember that? It went into effect in January, where doctors could lose their license to practice medicine.
Yes.
If they talked about the dangers of the vaccine, or if they talked about, God forbid, ivermectin as a treatment for COVID, that the state of California could go in and take their whole life away from them. Well, guess what? Federal court today said that sounds a little crazy. I think a direct quote was, this is ridiculous, and put a stay on it. So this is good news.
Really? Was it one judge?
It was one judge who said that this bill, AB 2098, was ridiculous and put a stop on it. William Shubb of the U.S. District Court in the Eastern District of California was behind this. So there you go.
Amazing.
That's good news.
That is good news.
We can celebrate the small victories.
Now, that's only a stay. Let's see what happens when it goes to be appealed, which it will.
Absolutely.
But if this, and then I'd love to see who appointed this judge to.
A couple of guesses.
Yeah.
All right. As we continue, we'll be joined by J. Christian Adams. Remember the story about all of those ballots that just poof disappeared here in California? Well, he has some insight into what happened to them. It's an interesting one. First, we check the roads and your headlines. Larry Marino standing by in the newsroom as your Wednesday Morning Answer continues.
More ladylike than Cinderella. More manly than Sasquatch. Back to Grant Stinchfield and Jennifer Horn on The Morning Answer.
Thank you, Dr. G. Check out America First today, 12 noon on AM 870, 8 p.m. AM 590, The Answer. You have found us. We are The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And, Noel, we cannot go even a couple of minutes without talking about Bidengate, the classified document scandal, Car-a-Lago, whatever you want to call it. Now, multiple reports from establishment media outlets say that the White House and the Justice Department were colluding, Grant. They agreed to hide the classified document scandal from the public, despite the claims about how transparent their administration is after it was leaked to the press. So at least three times, mainstream media reported that the Biden administration and the DOJ agreed to hide the scandal from public view with no plans to disclose it until the scandal was actually leaked on January 9th by CBS News. CBS is reporting on this. This is weeks after they found the documents on November 2nd, just 6 days before the midterm election. So the question is, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, how did that information get leaked to the press if the DOJ and the Biden administration had no intention of telling people about it? Who did it? And I think, Grant, you said yesterday you think it's Jake Sullivan. I think that's a solid answer. He's in the camp of Hillary Clinton. But how many of you Morning Answer listeners think that someone could be behind this? 855-785-8255. And then for what reason? Is it a personal grievance? Do they want to hurt Biden? Or is it inside the swamp? They don't want to see him run again in 2024. And they know he's going to announce right after the State of the Union address, which is in 2 weeks, a little less.
You know, when he announces, if he does, would be really pretty stunning to hear him announce he's going to run for president 2 years away when literally I am questioning whether the guy's going to make it to the end of the week. I mean, seriously, I that's not even a joke. I literally question whether he can make it sometimes to the end of the day. Somebody told me they saw that he went into the hospital. Now, it must have been one of these fake things, but I wasn't even surprised. I was like, okay, well, that's here
seems
it comes.
Right. Seems like it's likely.
Seems like that's likely. And then I went and, you know, I Googled. I'm like, there's nothing on that. So he must have been lying to me or, you know, mistaken. But you know, if you told me, oh, President Trump's headed to the hospital, I'd be like, what?
What's going on?
What's going on? What's happening? Oh, Joe Biden's on the way to the hospital. All right, well, here we go. I knew it was coming sometime.
He's just checking in for dinner. He likes the cafeteria food. He's used
to
it.
Oh,
nice and soft. It's pale, you know. You can put it in the without those dentures on. Karine Jean-Pierre in the White House press briefing room yesterday was asked a question about whether or not she could guarantee that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will not leave the White House with classified documents.
Can you assure the American people that when President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris leave office, no classified documents will walk away with them to places they shouldn't be?
So I'm going to be very careful here. As you can imagine, what I can say is repeat what the president has said multiple times.
Let me guess very seriously.
Classified information. He takes classified documents very seriously.
I knew it.
His team currently is.
He takes classified documents very seriously.
Had you heard about that before?
I knew it.
It's a stunner, isn't it? And I'm betting when she's asked whether or not the White House is concerned about the investigation into Hunter Biden's art selling scheme, that she may say she's
what
not going to comment
what,
on that.
Before we get to this, what do you think? If I was press secretary and asked that question, and I said, what a stupid question. What a stupid question. All you want to do is trap me. You want me to say I can't answer the question because everybody knows in America you can't answer the future for somebody else. Or I say no, and then you catch me when they all you want to do is entrap me
That's
with
it.
This question.
Don't
I would have literally
ball.
Called them out on that.
She
what a stupid question.
I think that's funny. Can you guarantee us? Clearly, I think Mike Pence said, I can guarantee you what nobody else has anything to do with classified documents that Mike Pence had them.
Oh, gosh.
Holy smokes.
So is the FBI going to go investigate him and Jimmy Carter now? They're going to be...
Everybody, you know, everybody in line, I guess, for the FBI. Mm.
You know, I always said that Jimmy Carter seemed like a nice guy, but I'm told Jimmy Carter was really not a nice guy.
Really? I think he seems like a nice guy, too.
That's what I thought, but I was told he was ruthless.
Really?
That's what I was told. I don't know.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into Hunter Biden's art sales or the sales of his own art. Is the White House concerned about that? Does it have any response to it?
I will refer you to Hunter Biden's representatives on this.
Now,
that wasn't the question, Corrine.
I know.
The question was, is the White House concerned about influence peddling? Not Hunter Biden. Is he concerned about it? Clearly, Hunter Biden's not concerned about influence peddling.
Clearly.
Is the White House concerned about influence peddling?
Obviously, if they know Hunter, they're not super concerned. Now, I thought it was funny. I did giggle a little bit yesterday. It was a busy day for me. I was running all over the place. But I look up at the television at some point during the day. I see Admiral John Kirby up in front of the reporters at the press briefing. I thought, oh, my gosh, these people are actually listening to our show. They've heard the two of us say that they need somebody in charge that looks like he knows what he's doing. And Kirby's about the best they got. But even he starts with this.
From a national security perspective, you work in national security. How concerned are you? And does the system need reform?
I'm going to defer most of the document questions to Corrine. The only thing I'd say here is that you're welcome.
Thank you.
This broke him. John Kirby and his confidence, I think this scandal has broken him. I think it's broken everybody. Corrine Jean-Pierre was terrible to begin with, but now she's literally like tattered. I mean, she's done.
And so why do you say it broke John Kirby?
Listen to him. He's like, I can't talk about this. I'll defer it to Corrine. And he's like stuttering around. Do you listen to his response?
From a national security perspective, you work in national security. How concerned are you? And does the system need reform?
I'm going to defer most of the document questions to Corrine. The only thing I'd say here is that you're welcome.
Thank you.
He just made a joke, and he's like, and he's stumbling all around. Now, he was asked how hard it is to get out of a SCIF. Now, for those of you who don't know, a SCIF is a secured area where you can consume classified information. You're not supposed to leave that SCIF with classified material. And so someone asked John Kirby how hard it was to just, like, walk out of a SCIF.
How hard is it to walk out of a SCIF with classified material?
Everybody who goes in to a SCIF knows what the requirements are to go in and knows what the requirements are to go out. You can't bring personal devices in, and you certainly can't leave with material unless that material is appropriately secured.
So how and why? These are the questions I asked last night on Real America's Voice. I said, I have two questions. Mm-hmm. How did he get the classified information? And why did he take the classified information?
Correct.
Those are the two questions that I really need answered. And nobody's giving me answers to those questions. And in fact, a press briefing is supposed to be what I call a briefing.
Yeah, so where you actually answer some questions.
You answer the questions, you brief the press. And you know what? She's not briefing the press on anything.
I'd ask two more questions to your two questions, if that's okay. I'd say, what did you do?
So you would see my two questions.
And I'd raise you two.
And you'd raise me two more questions.
But I wouldn't skiff on your questions, because I actually like them. I would just
don't skiff on my questions.
I wouldn't skiff on your questions. Okay. I would use them. That's going to be my new favorite word. We're going to skiff on stuff. Okay, yeah. So my next question would be, what did he do with that information? And who else had access to see it, of course?
Right.
And then I think number four would be
why gets into that question.
Why did he choose not to tell people if he wasn't up to no good? Why was he keeping it hidden?
Mm-hmm. Those are great questions.
That's all.
I'll ask mine first, and then you get to ask yours.
We'll do a double skiff on it.
Yes.
Do the old skifferoo.
You know the truth anyway. You'll be in the front row. I'll be way in the back row. That's the way it works.
What?
That's the way it works on this show. You're in the front row. I'm way in the back row.
Wouldn't we be sitting together?
At the press briefing?
Yeah.
No, they'll stick me way in the back. They assign seats. I promise you I'm getting assigned way in the back.
No. No?
No.
Come on.
Okay.
855-785-8255. Is this an inside job to take down Joe Biden? 855-785-8255. Your calls on that. Plus, as we continue, Project Veritas with a stunning theory about what's next for COVID-19. All as your Thursday. That now is Thursday. Your Thursday Morning Answer continues.
The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
The current vaccines are not infection blocking. They're not broad. So when new variants come up, you lose protection. And they have very short duration, particularly in the people who matter, which are old people. And every one of those things is fixable. In fact, doing that work is going to help vaccinology very, very broadly.
It's the Morning Answer.
I you ever watch those Snoopy videos and the teacher talks? Wah, wah, wah. That's what I hear when I hear Bill Gates talk about the current vaccines. Thanks for joining us on your Thursday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And Project Veritas with a big stunner from the Pfizer director claiming that the company is actually mutating COVID-19 so that they can create new vaccines. We'll get to that in just a few moments, but let's wrap up this topic on the classified document scandal and Joe Biden. Is it an inside job? Is someone within his organization, his administration, trying to take him out so he can't run again? And that's why they leaked information about classified documents, which, according to multiple media outlets, was going to stay under wraps. It was a deal between the Department of Justice and Team Biden. Michael in Anaheim, you're on the Morning Answer with Jen and Grant. Good morning.
Good morning, my two favorite people that I listen to in the morning with the beautiful information, and I just want to say good morning. But let's get to the point. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you Michael, just admit it. I'm handsome,
Michael,
and you like it,
Michael.
Just admit it.
You know what I love?
I like it.
You're like you're my favorite two people who talk into a microphone between 6 and 9 and have the first name J and G. And I like the compliment, though. Thank you, Michael.
And I really mean it. I really mean it. So I do appreciate what you guys do.
Thank you.
And I just want to say, like, you're welcome. And I just want to say that it's obvious it's an inside job. It's obvious these things are being planted and being, you know, just conveniently found. They don't want him running again. I don't think they – see, the thing is, I don't think they thought he was going to make it this far. And so now they're having to really figure out – they probably had – this is plan B to get this guy out if it wasn't going to be a medical issue. And it's just – it's you don't have to be a 25 years in law enforcement to be a detective and study all these – get to know that this is going on. All you have to do is pay attention. And then – I just wanted to share with you guys something real fast because you guys might have a comment on this. I was watching the Milwaukee Bucks. I like to gamble, so that's why it's the only reason why I watch the NBA because I gamble. And so I was watching the Milwaukee Bucks versus Denver Nuggets last night, and every commercial was transgender people talking about the transgender life, and then at halftime it was transgender performers. And these are kids in these stands. And
where was the game? The game, let me guess, was in Denver.
Had to be Denver.
No, it was in Milwaukee.
Unbelievable.
Really? Wow.
It was in Milwaukee, and the buck symbol had rainbow antlers.
Oh, so it was maybe like a pride night or something like that, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Pride night.
Pride.
I just find that it's just crazy. Like, I don't know what's going on. I sit there. I even videoed the halftime performance and posted it on Facebook, commenting my own. I always get restricted on Facebook, so you guys should be proud of me there. I get restricted all the time.
Do you know what I take away from this story?
That we love that, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we love Michael, but here's what I really take away.
He's a degenerate gambler.
You have to be a degenerate gambler to be watching Denver Nuggets, Milwaukee Bucks on a Wednesday night. You have to be. That's the only.
Hey, I am, man, a little bit.
But you know what? I respect it, Michael. It's all right. Just be careful.
Yeah.
Don't. You got a kid? Just keep out of the college fund. All right.
I don't have a kid. I'm just trying to talk for my friends with kids. Like, pay attention to watch out with this all this stuff that's going on.
Fabulous. Right. No kids? You just call that bookie. All right. Michael, thanks so much for the phone call. Do you call a bookie anymore? I don't even know how it works.
No, you can do it all online now. I'm jealous of him. He doesn't have kids.
Oh, come on.
What?
Be nice to your son.
No,
don't let
I love
your kid
my son.
Hear that.
I'm kidding you. I love him. Gene. He'll make me sit there and watch a Milwaukee Bucks Denver Nuggets. He loves the NBA.
He's
I can't stand it. The flame gamer. The flame gamer. I don't know if you know this, but I like to gamble too.
I know.
I'm not as big a gambler as he is, but one place where I make a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money is bingo.
Really?
So I go to these bingo halls.
Hang on 1 second. I just had already I'd already hit Gene, but I want to hear about your bingo experience.
I go to these bingo halls, and I come in, that they start shaking in their boots like they have seen like the second coming of Christ when I walk in. I am so good at bingo. There's two tips I'm going to give you. One, you got to concentrate on your board. You have to pick the right board. If you don't pick the right board, you're never going to win. Two, you sit in big groups with old ladies, okay? Mm-hmm. And you start making jokes to them. You tell them how great they look, and they miss their numbers.
That's good.
You get them to miss their numbers, and next thing you know,
Do you take like the little troll doll, like a good luck charm or like a chicken foot or something, and hang it up over your space?
A chicken foot, like one of those little rabbit's foot feet?
Something that's good luck. Yeah.
I have a Ilhan Omar voodoo doll.
Perfect.
That I take with me.
Perfect. Okay, Gene in Riverside. After all that, hi, Gene. Welcome to the Morning Answer.
Well, thank you very much. Two things that I wanted to say. One about Joe Biden. My brother worked for the State Department for 20 years, and after he retired from the military of 23 years. Anyways, he had his job was security and providing vehicles when they were overseas. And he met Joe Biden when he was a senator and then when he was a vice president. And just before my brother retired, they were over in Latvia. And he got a car for Joe Biden, and Biden says, "This car is too effing small." Mm. And he says,
charming.
My brother says to him, "It's the only car I can get for you." And he says, "You can get me one like Obama's car." And he says, "No, I can't." And he says, "I'm going to get you fired." My brother gave him a couple of expletives and says, "I put my retirement papers in yesterday. I don't give a
That's
sorry.
A great story, though, colorful as it is. I hope we got that. But that was a good story. We dumped it
now,
perfect.
The second thing is, Jennifer,
yeah,
I travel the country quite a bit. My brother and I every year go on a three-week road trip.
Can I just interrupt here for one second?
Sure,
because
sure.
I'm actually literally stunned. You sound like a super nice guy. In fact,
like
a boss or like a coach or something. Like you have a way about you that you're like an in-charge way about you. But this is the first time in radio that anyone has ever cursed on my air
and
has been
go.
Allowed to stay with us. Jen lets you continue going after cursing on our air, which is I've never
in
20 years of radio ever had this happen.
This is the first time I have ever used a expletive on a radio show in the 40 years that I have listened to.
Congratulations, sir, and you stuck it out. I was like so drawn in by your story. I was like, well, it kind of fits here.
Anyhow, I'd like to finish this for
yes.
you. This has to do about you, Jennifer.
Okay.
My brother and I travel quite a bit, and we listen to talk radio. We hear a lot of females on the air because they're all over the country. And my brother and I both reached the same conclusion about you.
Really?
You're yes. just as good as the men.
You are the female Rush Limbaugh on the air.
Gene, I'm going to cry. That's so nice. See, this is why I let you cuss on the radio
show. Rush Limbaugh's dead.
You won't happen again, I promise.
That is so sweet. Thank you. Those words are very, very, that means a lot because Rush was no joke. So
he's dead.
Thank you.
He's saying you're dead.
You're always ready. You're always prepared. Even if you, and I believe, even if you think you're not, you are prepared. And that I met Rush Limbaugh three different times, and the man was just, well, I miss him terribly.
I know. He did leave a hole, that's for
but
sure.
You make up for it for me.
Thank you so much, Gene. I just shushed Grant because he was trying to get in the way of your compliment. I really appreciate you. Thanks so much for the phone call.
I was going to say, Grant's a troll, so.
Just be careful not to call him any cuss words, Gene.
No,
thank
no,
you
no,
so
no.
much, and you tell your brother thank you
again.
For the
and
service.
Grant, I have been a supervisor my whole life. 23 years in the military and on a police force.
Wow.
So.
God bless you, sir.
Gosh,
I could tell right away.
Thank you both for your service. Thank you, Gene, so much for the phone call.
He had a way about you. Very, 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 very nice guy, except for the S-bomb.
Is it funny that I was just like, I was drawn in? Because
and comparing you
to
Rush. You know what? Well, he was comparing you to Rush, but what he really was doing was he's saying you can hang with the men.
Thank you, Grant.
The men are
thank
really
for,
great at talk radio, and you know what? You hang right there with us.
Thank you for mansplaining, Gene. Amazing compliment. Thank you. I was going to tell you he's not wrong, though, about Joe Biden. I have contacts within the Secret Service that say he was a real problem. He was not a nice man.
Mm.
That's why I say don't give him this pass. Yeah, he's demented, but he's always been pretty nasty. So,
all right.
855-785-8255. Those are just my opinions. All right, as we continue, we'll talk more about Project Veritas. This new stunning claim about what Pfizer is doing to continue to enrich itself. Plus, Gavin Newsom and the NRA in the ring one-on-one. All the details as your Thursday Morning Answer continues.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.